U.S. companies seem to have finally gotten the memo, and it's about their dependence on China. It's the Business News headlines for Tuesday, the 18th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being here. We've got a CBD story for you out of Milwaukee. Automakers have, it would seem, turned their backs on a generation of car buyers. Those stories and more, and a look at the markets, and a really good conversation about consumers and customer service with Tom Vanderwell from the company Intelligentix. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you have come along for the ride again today. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour, or at Business News. We should be right there. Let's communicate a little. Well, corporate America seems to have finally noticed that they are looking down the barrel of a downward revenue trend because they simply can't get products out of China. It was just yesterday that Apple said their revenue predictions were going to be millions of dollars off the mark because workers in China are not at the factories producing their products. Then there's a story out of the Financial Times that tells us that Land Rover and Jaguar are flying parts out of China in suitcases, hoping to stave off closing their plants due to a lack of parts. Back in early February, Fiat Chrysler warned that one of its European plants would be forced to halt production in a matter of weeks as it struggles to source key parts from Chinese suppliers. The dependence on products made in China for not only vehicles but also technology is mind-bending, and the coronavirus is taking its toll. Plus, there is yet another factor. As China puts more and more people into quarantine, Chinese shoppers are not shopping. And one car maker today said that car sales in China are now zero. He's quoted as saying, "Nothing is happening there." Global companies have yet that other concern. Workers in China are not going to work because so much of the country is shut down. Travel restrictions and quarantines imposed by the Chinese government on employees that were set to come back this week from an extended Lunar New Year holiday has hampered their return to work. As a result, nearly 8 in 10 companies surveyed by the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai say they don't have enough staff to run a full production line. The virus, officially called COVID-19, has killed nearly 1,800 people, all but 3 in China. That's according to the World Health Organization. More than 70,000 cases have been confirmed. Of those, all but 700 are in China. Well, it's a hot product, and at a plant in Milwaukee, workers are turning out hundreds of thousands of CBD cigarettes each day. The company is called Vance, and the cigarettes, they're manufactured. Well, they don't have any tobacco in them, but they do have hemp. They're sold as CBD joints, yet another new item in the exploding market for CBD products. Vance cigarettes are marketed as, quote, guilt-free smokes, end quote. You don't get high as with marijuana joints, but customers enjoy a nicotine-free product with the benefits, the company says, anti-inflammatory and anxiety relief that are touted by other CBD products. All of this, according to the manufacturer, Vance Global Incorporated. In just over a year, Vance Global has sold around 4 million CBD joints. At the production facility in Milwaukee, workers decked out in teal lab coats and black gloves roll and hand-pack the cigarettes into boxes of 10. They're then sold at smoke shops, convenience stores, and gas stations across the country. A pack of their all-natural blend typically sells for $14.99. The hemp arrives in monthly shipments about 12,000 pounds at a time from farms in Wisconsin and Oregon. The non-psychoactive marijuana plant is separated from its seeds, sifted, and then stuffed into paper by cigarette machines retrofitted to handle the sticky plant. Nearly all of Venice's sales, 98% by the way, are retail. Vance blends lavender imported from France into the hemp, and the company says that provides additional benefits to users. CBD smokes. See what you learn here? You know, we've been watching this trend now for several years. Automakers have, in recent years, turned away from cheaper models like hatchbacks and small sedans to focus their lineups on the higher-priced SUVs and trucks that have surged in popularity with the drop in fuel prices. The shift has helped lift new vehicle prices to record levels and boost profitability for the auto sector. But dealers gathered at a conference in Las Vegas warned that the trend is also pricing many buyers out of the new car market. The main casualty, they said, are younger adults. The number of new vehicles purchased by buyers between the ages of 16 and 35 fell by nearly 4.5% last year, according to J.D. Power. That's a more dramatic decrease than the overall U.S. market saw all year long last year. By comparison, purchases by customers older than 56 increased by nearly 1% last year. And if you do the math, that's a swing of 5.5%. The average price paid for a new vehicle last year was $33,600. That's up $1,100 from 2018, and prices are expected to keep rising this year, supported by expensive tech features and bolstered by steady demand. Industry experts expect vehicle sales to hit 17 million this year, and that is still a healthy number. Well, traders returned to Wall Street following the President's Day holiday, and as many expected, the markets failed to make much traction. While investors were enjoying an extended weekend, the reality of the economic impact of the coronavirus is starting to take hold. The Dow finished off by 165 points to end the day at 29,232. The Nasdaq ended the day flat at 97.32, and the S&P 500 fell by 0.3 to finish at 33.70. And finally, there is this about jobs. HSBC, it's a bank, has announced a major restructuring of its business, including plans to cut 35,000 jobs over the next 3 years and shed $1 billion in assets. In the United States, the bank aims to reduce bank branches by 30%. Now, the impact won't initially be felt as heavily in Asia, where HSBC derives 90% of its profits. But acting CEO Noel Quinn warned of potential long-term impact from the ongoing, yeah, you guessed it, coronavirus outbreak. The decision to abandon many banks here in the United States may yet be another indicator of how Asia is attempting to take over global economics to the concern of the United States and Europe. Coming up next, my guest is Tom Vanderwell. He's the president and CEO of Intelligentics. We're going to be talking about customer service and how, when doing it right and sharing the techniques all across the business entities from marketing to accounting to operations to R&D, how that will have a remarkable impact on sales and satisfaction, even if the price of the product or services might be a bit higher. Solid and good advice coming up next.